Do you like full circle endings? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One of my favorite movies begins and wraps up in the same location. Every time the soft theme plays, I sort of tear up just feeling the familiar air. At the beginning, it always makes me feel comfortable and at home, but it hurts because I know the long journey that lies ahead for the characters. And on the flip side, at the end, I tear up because, again, it's comfortable, but it also kind of hurts hearing it because I know the characters have been through so much and that even though they're coming back to the same place, nothing will ever be the same. And that is so real and it just hurts me. But anyway, what does that have to do with today's Devo? Well, you'll have to stick around to find out. Join me for the Devo called Full Circle Crown by Kimberly Brockish. As an author, I love being able to write full circle endings, when all the loose ends are tied up and the reader is satisfied by the end. There are a lot of full circle moments in the Bible that are so easily skipped over because we don't always understand their significance. One of those moments is when a crown of thorns is placed on Jesus' head. You may have read this before. It's part of the Easter story just before Jesus is put onto the cross. It was a crown meant to make fun of Jesus, to mock him for being the king of the Jews. To understand this full circle moment, we have to go back to Genesis 3. When Adam and Eve rejected God and disobeyed his good ways, the world was subjected to the curse of sin, death, and suffering. Part of that curse, mentioned in verse 18, is that the ground produced thorns and thistles. Here's the full circle part. Thorns remind us of the curse of sin and death. They remind us of the pain and brokenness sin causes. When the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and pressed it into Jesus' head, it was like the curse of sin was being placed on him. He took that curse away from us, along with all our sins, when he died on that cross. And then he rose from the dead in victory, promising to one day return and put an end to sin and death, destroying the curse forever. How amazing is it that we have a God who loves us so much that he willingly wore the curse of sin as he died to save us? So what are some questions going through your head right now? Consider taking a moment to picture Jesus as the crown of thorns pressed into his head, the blood flowing down his temples, the soldiers beating and spitting on his torn flesh, the crowds shouting for his crucifixion. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, as we read in Romans 5:8. He freed us from the ugliness of our sin because he loves us. Yes, we will still struggle with sin until Jesus returns, but his forgiveness is sure. If you want to dig a little bit deeper into this, you can read Matthew 27:27-31, or Mark 15:16-21. Throughout the entire Bible, God points us again and again to the promise of Jesus' return, when he will put an end to sin and make all things new. Then everyone who has put their trust in Jesus will live with him in renewed creation, forever free of the curse. As we live in a world that is full of sin and its effects, how can we encourage each other with the hope of Jesus, that his sacrifice gives us freedom? As you and I can read in John 19:2-3, the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put a purple robe on him. "Hail the King of the Jews," they mocked as they slapped him across the face. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Revelation 21:1-5, Romans 8:18-25, Genesis 3:14-21, and John 19:1-22 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you a writer? If so, I want to encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about death with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.